It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Hispanic Heritage Month may have wrapped up this week, but some are working tonight to make sure Latinx contributions to the world are being documented in a more lasting way. NYU is hosting a Wikipedia edit-a-thon centered on the Latinx community, and WNYC's Alejandra Salazar joins us now to give us a preview. Ale, good morning.
Hi, Richard.
So Wikipedia, famously a resource for the internet, by the internet, since most of the site's entries are written by online volunteers. But an edit-a-thon turns that process into an event, right?
Exactly. According to Wikipedia's Wikipedia page, there are more than 48 billion articles in 302 languages on the site right now. It's huge, but there's still so much more knowledge out in the world. That's where edit-a-thons come in, so people can gather to update the site and add to it.
All right, so how do you ensure accuracy, though? Since this is open to everyone and anyone can click edit at any time, what about errors or misinformation?
Accuracy is definitely a concern. This edit-a-thon is hosted by the Latinx Project, an academic and advocacy organization at NYU, and the university's libraries. So librarians and experts will be on hand to talk to folks, answer questions, hold critical conversations. From what I've been told, it's not like writing a solo essay. You're not like at work or something. It's more like collaborative learning.
Editors.
Exactly. But think about it. Anyone can click edit at any time. Arlene Davila, the founder of the Latinx Project, says this is a radically empowering concept. There's a reason this particular edit-a-thon is called Latinx Interventions.
There is a lot of incredible lack of knowledge in this country about Latinx history as American history, as something that all of us should know about. So it's a political statement. This needs to be known. And, you know, if it's not out there, we're going to create it.
And there's kind of an immediacy to this, right? I mean, the entire internet can access your work as soon as you publish.
Yeah. And centering and amplifying your own history, Davila describes it as a kind of catharsis.
We're not going to wait for a book to be produced or an exhibition to be produced 5 years from now or 10 years from now. But today, there will be more entries and there will be more resources that did not exist the day before. How wonderful that would be.
This is the Latinx Project's first edit-a-thon, but there have been some similar events. Fordham University, your alma mater.
Oh, go Rams.
Yeah, they recently hosted a Latinx edit-a-thon on campus, too. You don't have to be an expert in anything to jump in. The event organizers will train you on the logistics, on how to use the UX, how to log into Wikipedia. You just have to be down to listen, learn, and do the work.
The Latinx Project's Wikipedia edit-a-thon is happening tonight at NYU. Alejandra Salazar, thanks so much.
Thanks, Richard.